Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Another beautiful day.
Yeah, another beautiful day. The 25th, it's now less than a week away from Halloween, so you got to get your costume ready. Carve those jack-o'-lanterns. We're getting low on time.
How many months has your family been preparing for Halloween?
Started
bringing it up months and months ago.
My little boy, definitely a big fan of Halloween and dressing up, so we are ready to go.
Yes, and, empty nesters, we think about it later in the game, but if you've got a three-year-old, you've been thinking about Halloween for quite a while.
Yeah, no doubt. Good deal. Again, it is the 25th, this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Let's take a look at some of that news, including latest out of the National Park Service, and particularly Arches National Park. Again, there's been 2 years now of pilot timed entry released from the Park Service, noting that Arches National Park is seeking public feedback about visitor experiences and long-term strategy for visitor access now through December 1st. The public's invited to share their comments. Input received from the process will be used to inform strategies for the future. Yet, of course, Arches National Park is seeing a huge increase in interest, increased by 73% over the past decade and almost doubled since 2007, nearly 2 million people annually. Again, 2 years now from March through October, they've had key congestion issues, and so they've been doing this piloted timed entry system in 2022 and 2023. According to the release, data and visitor feedback show the reservation system were successful in reducing congestion, improving visitor experiences, and distributing visiting throughout the day. Visitors arrived with the appropriate vehicle reservation, and park pass were guaranteed entry to the park during the pilots. So they have been doing that for 2 years, and opportunity for the public to provide comment there. Timed entry pilot program wrapping up for the year. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the latest out of San Juan County, where as part of their October 17th meeting, members of the County Commission approved the receipt of a grant and loan from the Permanent Community Impact Fund Board, that's the CIB, to remodel the county jail. The county had requested $26 million from the CIB to help finance a remodel of the county jail. San Juan County was awarded $4.6 million in a grant and $21.3 million in a loan at a 2% interest rate. The CIB awards grants and low-interest loans to cities, towns, and counties from funds direct to the CIB from mining, oil, and gas extraction on federal lands in the state of Utah. County Administrator Mac McDonald presented the CIB award to the commission, adding, quote, "We are ecstatic to get the funding in general, super ecstatic that there's a grant portion on there, and the 2% interest rate on the CIB loan is pretty unheard of in today's day and age with financing." So the county says they're excited about that. McDonald added, the county's been seeking funds through the state legislature, but that avenue never gained much traction. The county used federal CARES Act funds in 2021 to commission a feasibility study for a remodel and expansion of the county public safety building in Monticello. Issues highlighted in the study included health concerns for building systems, including electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and control systems. As part of the report as well, the county outlined some opportunities, including expansion of the county's sex offender therapy program. San Juan County Jail is one of two in Utah that offer the program. The county could also possibly begin housing federal inmates from the Four Corner region. That report had projected potential revenue of $2.5 million between those federal and state programs. Again, members of the commission unanimously approved receival of those funds and acting as the county building authority, and authorized McDonald to begin solicitations for the county jail expansion.
That's going to be a great project. The county jail all of a sudden is 35 years old or more, and I can imagine a jail facility needs to be updated, new technologies and so forth.
Yeah, they talked about a bunch of different aspects of that upgrade. So, that's something the county's moving forward on. And now they've got the funding in place for it, or the funding mechanism, as they'll be largely through a loan, but at 2% interest rate for a big capital project. I know the county's excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah. 2% not long ago was, that's pretty good. 2% in this day and age is really good.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I don't think that the CIB does home loans, but I think there are probably people out there that wish that they did.
The Community Impact Board is a state entity. It's funded by oil and gas lease revenue on public land, and does a lot of projects, funds a lot of projects in the counties that generate oil and gas revenues, of which San Juan County and Grand County are toward the top of that list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more information from that latest county commission meeting available in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. We'll be chatting about that next. But first, we'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.
It's the annual Quadrifier Stove Sale, October 21st through 28th at San Juan Building Supply. Nothing burns like a quad. Save big on pellet, gas, and wood stoves during this big sale at San Juan Building Supply. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding. Call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building material supplier for 35 years.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Did you know getting a mammogram decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer by 33%? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding is committed to making this one the most successful ever. Right now through the month of October, get a 3D mammogram for just $99. You'll receive a free gift and an entry in a grand prize drawing. Blue Mountain Hospital is passionate about keeping the women of our community safe and healthy. Call 435-678-3993 to make your appointment today.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app. While still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, 9:18 a.m. Just a word from our sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuel is operating right here in San Juan County? It's powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And Bill, we got the latest edition of the San Juan Record out.
It's in my fingers. It's hot off the press. I have to keep my fingers moving to avoid getting burned. Got another paper out. It'll be available soon on the newsstands and your boxes. Online version is available 24/7. It is released at 5 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. But a ton going on. Our photo of the week, this is one of our most popular features of the paper every week. We have a reader-provided photo of the week. This week's photo is by Shane Brewer of just some incredible fall foliage in the mountains. This is like the last gasp of that, though. The colors are on the ground in the high country now, and you have to go to the low country to find beautiful leaves. But anyway, we really get a lot of incredible entries into our photo of the week contest in the fall in particular. And so that's our cover photo. Our two, three main stories on the front page, you've heard them on Red Rock, $25 million secured to remodel the San Juan County Jail that David just told us about. Navajo Nation moves to purchase Goulding's Lodge and Resort and in incredible Monument Valley. We got a little bug on the front page that the Monticello High School boys cross country team won the state championship yesterday in the 1A state championship. We'll talk about that more in depth later on, but a great day for Red Rock Country runners from Grand. Whitehorse had a great day. Monticello had a great day. San Juan High School had a great day yesterday, and we'll talk about that later. But we've just got it was breaking news yesterday as we were publishing the paper, so we just got that little bug on the front page. Navajo Utah Commission, group of the seven Navajo chapters that are in San Juan County, they meet on a monthly basis, and David has a very informative story of some of the projects they're working on. The BLM Resource Advisory Committee is planning to meet in Blanding on November 14th and 15th. That's a statewide committee that moves around, and they'll be in Blanding. So we've got a little story about that. Little Eliza Hansen made her appearance into the world during the annular eclipse on October 14th, and we've got a little story about that. Fun little story. Our columnists are always having informative information. We've got five letters to the editor in the paper today. And the Blanding Senior Center is really recently reinvigorated, and we've got a story about all the events that are happening there on an ongoing basis, but really focusing on what's going to happen in November there. Cross country, region cross country was last week, and so we have a lot of stories about the local high school kids participating in the region meets, culminating in the state meets yesterday that we'll talk about later on. Of course, high school volleyball and football tournaments begin this week, the state tournaments. It's at Utah Valley University in Orem for the volleyball that'll start later on. And then the football postseason begins. Here in San Juan County, we've got two games involving three local teams, and then Whitehorse is on the road. But anyway, a lot in the paper. Our back page is a photo of the San Juan High School cross-country team. Boy, they had a good group of kids and, again, had some tremendous success yesterday. So pick up the San Juan Record. We appreciate your support. There's a lot going on in this massive county, and we're trying our best to keep up with everything.
Yeah, doing our best, absolutely. You mentioned it, Bill. We'll probably talk about a little bit later as well. But yeah, once again, congratulations to Monticello High School, the boys cross country team, winning the state championship yesterday. And that was just after our press deadline. So it's the full story is not in the latest edition, but we'll be covering it in the upcoming week.
Next week we'll have tons of coverage, and we'll talk about it here on the morning show here in the fourth segment. So
yeah. Very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Again, you mentioned that county commission story, Bill, and of course the big news being that grant for that remodel. As part of that meeting, though, San Juan County Commission also approved a letter to the Bureau of Land Management regarding the recently completed Labyrinth Rim's Gemini Bridges Travel Management Plan. San Juan County Public Lands Coordinator Nick Sandberg shared that contrary to news releases and environmental documents, the plan does include some roads in northern San Juan County. The management plan included some roads that end in San Juan County. Staff report counted 6 to be closed with 2 remaining open. The letter sent to the BLM Canyon Country District Office states that the county was surprised to learn county roads were part of the plan. Letter reads in part, "We don't recall being informed that the planning effort involved San Juan County's lands. We were not invited to participate in the planning efforts as a cooperating agency." The letter states that the omission of an invitation to be a cooperating agency is troubling in the light of BLM's recent invitation to an approval of Grand County as a cooperating agency in the Bears Ears Monument planning effort. San Juan County, the letter continues that the county clearly has land, area, and roads in the subject travel management plan and was not invited to be a cooperating agency, whereas Grand County has no land in the Bears Ears Monument and yet was invited to and approved as a cooperating agency long after planning had begun. In other Grand and San Juan County-related news, Commissioner Bruce Adams noted that during the annular eclipse, county trail stewards from Grand County were in San Juan County. He said, quote, "They were doing good things. They're encouraging people to take the trash out, clean up the trails, stay on trails, that kind of things. But I'm concerned that we don't have any kind of memorandum of understanding with Grand County to have these people from Grand County in San Juan County. The concern is liability, said Adams. Commissioner Adams recommended the county write a letter asking for an MOU, a memorandum of understanding with Grand County, if trail stewards come to work in San Juan County. So anyways, that's another part of that report. Again, you can read it in full in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, there will be graveside services for longtime Mancos resident Pete Dorfer on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Cedar Grove Cemetery. Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life on his birthday in November 8th at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. Donna Alice Wright, age 90 of Cortez, passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. And a celebration of life for Douglas K. Ramsey will be held on November 12th at 2 p.m. at his home in Cortez. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be right back.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Win tickets to see Las Vegas versus Kansas City at the Ute Mountain Casino Hotel. Earn entries starting October 15th and ending November 5th. Place a sports wager of $10 or more for an entry. Or, if you're a slots or table games player, you can earn entries simply by playing your favorite game. Drawing will take place on November 5th for NFL merchandise and a set of 4 tickets to see Las Vegas and Kansas City. Play on November 26th at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
What's going on?
Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, 9:31 a.m. on this Wednesday morning, Bill.
And that song you just heard was the number one song of in the land in 1990, 33 years ago. That's Black Cat by Janet Jackson. And I listened to that and I thought, I've never heard that in my life. But it was number one. It was the sixth single from her fourth studio album, Rhythm Nation. Man, it was a very wildly successful album. There were seven singles from that album that entered the top five, including Black Cat. But I swear, I've never heard it before, and I'm thinking, oh, that was the week I got married. So,
yeah, you were doing some other...
I was distracted.
Yeah, you had a lot of planning going
on. Yeah. Today is St. Crispin's Day, or the Feast of St. Crispin. On this day in 1415, the English army led by Henry V defeated the French in the Battle of Agincourt. Shakespeare memorialized the whole thing in his incredible Henry V. Wrote some of the most thrilling words in the English language with Henry's speech, "We few, we happy few, we band of brothers." Anyway, so today's the Feast of St. Crispin. Henry, in that speech, said every St. Crispin's Day from here on out, they'll talk about the heroics of those few, that band of brothers who won the battle. So I'm just fulfilling Shakespeare's prophecy here, bringing it up.
There you go.
It's World Pasta Day today. Pasta became popular because it was good, but also because it stored easily. It's developed in southern Italy. Thomas Jefferson first ate pasta during a trip to Paris. He brought home two cases of it. So it came to the New World in 1965. SpaghettiOs were invented. And you know, the old spaghetti factory first opened in 1969. So we took a good idea and just really fired it up in with SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, yeah. Did something.
It's also National Greasy Food Day, so fire up the frying oil, chop the potatoes, and break out the napkins. This is interesting. Deep-fried chicken was first invented in Scotland, but Glasgow fried chicken just never took off as a franchise there. The first McDonald's with the Golden Arches opened in 1948. Pizza Hut hit the scene in 1958. So National Greasy Foods Day. Enjoy the day. No guilt today for if you have some greasy food. On this day in 1964, the Rolling Stones appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. And on October 25th, 1983, it's 40 years ago, the United States invaded the small Caribbean island of Grenada. Or is it the Caribbean island of Grenada? Either way. Birthdays today, Katy Perry is 39 years old today. Pablo Picasso was born on October 25th, 1881. The artist died in 1973. Actress Marion Ross is 95 years old today and still going strong. She was Mrs. Cunningham on Happy Days. Chad Smith, the drummer for Red Hot Chili Peppers, is 62 years old today. If you saw him, you'd say, hey, what's Will Ferrell doing playing the drums? He looks just like Will Ferrell.
Yeah, they look uncannily alike.
Yeah. Basketball coach Bobby Knight is 83 years old today. And singer Helen Reddy was born today in 1941. She died in 2020. Birthdays today, October 25th birthday for Kerry Palmer, Farrell Doucette, and Todd Blickenstaff. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a lovely day. Reminder, a word from our sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area, including this latest edition, and then we'll have the sports report. Here's that edition. Utah Department of Health and Human Service Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers and social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah.gov under the About tab today.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out UNHSINC.com. ncc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tolan role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, 9:43 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Joining us now in studio is sports reporter Rhett Sifford. And thanks for joining us this morning, Rhett.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Wow. Big big day yesterday in high school sports.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys need me. You've already talked about all the good stuff. That's for sure.
We teased it. We didn't talk about it.
Are you teasing me? We had seven local runners in top 10 of their respective races yesterday in the cross country championships in Utah, so that is super exciting, to be sure. Obviously, the big news is that the Monticello boys won the 1A Utah State Championship. That was all going on at the Salt Lake City Regional Athletic Complex yesterday. Where did Cooper Nielsen come from? He hasn't been leading the team all year, has he?
Yeah, no, those guys have been running in a pack, but yeah, he had a great state championship.
He took out the big names yesterday. He had Jesse Pettit, and then Curtis Bunker was a little bit behind those guys, but... yeah, the names that we would normally hear, Cooper Nielsen jumped up there to say, "Hey, I'm the new guy, I guess."
Yeah, yeah.
So,
sophomore. We had two seniors who were running in their last race, and they did a great job. That's it. You know, a team championship in cross country just is an interesting concept, but it really is a team. They run as a bunch, and that bunching together, that long orange line, really is the difference between bringing home a trophy, a team trophy. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the scoring is interesting. You take each place is scored by its number itself, and then the lowest score wins. So, obviously, the more people you have in higher spots, the better as a team you're going to be.
Yeah.
But you could have a team, team sweep the last five places of the top 10 and still not win the championship. We've had that a couple times this year. You know, we had 1-point losses in the region championships, and so that can be a little heartbreaking. But to me, speaking of people who just missed out or like really close, you know, we had two runner-up finishes yesterday for, you know, vying for individual state championships. I don't know what else we can say about Kayara Martin, the freshman from Whitehorse. I mean, she's had an amazing freshman year, and she finished as the runner-up. That's among all athletes in the 1A ranks in the whole state. So pretty impressive run for Kayara Martin yesterday. And then Edward Lyman for San Juan, same thing. He finished 21 seconds behind the winner of the 2A boys race. And so Edward Lyman in his senior year, just missing out on a state championship individually. But both of those teams finished well. The Whitehorse girls and San Juan boys were both third. The San Juan girls were also third in the 2A race. Let's see. I have a whole lot of notes. I mean, I have to read it like a book here. I don't have a highlights going on, but let's see. The Monticello girls got fourth as a team in the 1A race, so Whitehorse actually beat them out this year, where they've kind of been going, those two teams have been going back and forth this year, so they've had the nice local rivalry going on here in San Juan County, and so they were right behind each other, third and fourth. Whitehorse winning that battle ultimately at state. Two freshman girls for San Juan also were the top two finishers for that team, Brittany Jensen and Sincere Nez. They were in 15th and 16th overall in the 2A race, and that helped the Lady Broncos get third. And then just mentioning Monument Valley, they had their top two finishers. Josiah Geip has been leading them all year. He was 42nd overall in the 1A race. Precious Bedoni was 47th. She was a top Lady Cougar to finish in the girls' 1A race. We've got a lot of state tournaments coming up this weekend. We've got going to be obviously covering some football. We've got lots of volleyball action coming up this weekend.
And we've got one more too on cross country too. I know it's not in the San Juan record, but Grand County finished second as a team. Their girls just 1 point behind North Summit, and they had a bunch of racers in the top 10. Gemma Phillips finished fifth. Ainsley Kasprick finished third, and then the state champion out of Grand County is Cadence Kasprick. She took first place there in the 2A. So
yeah, the Kasprick sisters tore it up first and third.
Yeah,
awesome
race.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you for that.
1 point. It's one of those heartbreaking things. The team race, North Summit had 40 points, Grand 41 points, and it came down to one race that they initially had as a tie. But they gave it to the North Summit runner by 0.2 of a second, and then that was enough to ensure the state championship for North Summit. So congratulations to them. But
it was an actual tie.
Well, that was the original time. And then they go back and check the tape, and there were 0.2 between these two runners, and that that determined the state championship. So fantastic for North Summit and a bit heartbreaking for Grand, but tremendous success for the Red Devils to bring home a the silver trophy, second place in 2A.
Right on.
In the girls' cross country. That's a great race.
You know, just one other thing to mention, too. You know, other top 10 finishes. Mara Long was third in the 1A girls. Ayla Carling was 9 in the 1A girls. And we mentioned, of course, Kiara finishing second for the boys. Ethan McGay finished 6th for Whitehorse in the 1A boys. Cooper Nelson, 7th. Jesse Pettit, 8th. Caden Pearson was 11, just outside the top 10. So, really good running from the region, and congratulations. Like you say, Rhett, it's just the start of state championship season here in Utah.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys for catching Grand. I'm going to need to fix that. I've got a sports report ready to go, but I'll have to add all that in. I've totally blew that off somehow. But yeah, a lot of state tournament action. It's, you know, we cover lots of teams, so it's tough kind of sometimes to get everybody. But that's one of our local guys, our local teams. And so, we appreciate covering them. And congratulations to all the cross-country people. I don't know if you're finished with your cross-country state race. Are you relieved? Do you come home and mull it over and think about what you could have done better, I guess? And the cross-country sport is a kind of a unique sport where it's definitely an internal battle going on there. So I don't know if you're relieved now that the season is over, or how you feel. Were you guys cross country runners?
I was, and so what I remember is that at the end of the state, the race, there was they were giving out chocolate milk.
I was gonna say pizza. And,
it was chocolate milk. It was like the Utah Dairy Farmers. That's what I remember.
That's like the Indy 500.
Free chocolate
man.
Milk. Yeah, that was my big end of year. Celebration. No, yeah, it is, man. It is a tough sport, and it's really awesome how the region has really, you know, this area has produced some really great runners, you know, and incredible athletes with a lot of grit. So yeah, it's awesome. Congratulations to them on a great season.
And it sets you up. Cross country sets you up for a lifetime of running too. You know that.
Well,
when you walk off the field, yeah.
For some,
not necessarily for those of us in the studio, but when you walk off the football field for the last time, there's a pretty good chance that that's your last play. But cross country, and just tremendous success in cross country throughout the area. This is really a strength of this corner of the Red Rock country.
Yeah, producing collegiate athletes too. You know. Got a couple different track runners that have received college scholarships throughout the area. So yeah, it's a great sport. But I think there definitely is a lot of relief when it's done. But
you don't go, I'm going to go on an 8-mile training run wind down.
Yeah. Most of the athletes we're following at the NCAA level right now from our local area are all running in the running sports, either track or cross country at this point. In fact, I think it's all of them at this point that we're trying to follow. From folks who have graduated from our local schools here in San Juan County. So the newspaper doesn't really cover, we don't cover up in Grand County, so we kind of focus on San Juan mm-hmm. County. So those San Juan County athletes, I guess there's something to be said about training in mountainous high altitude areas. You become good runners, you can smoke people, I guess. That's always been known, I think.
But. Yep.
Well, we'll see if it pans out on the football field this weekend. Obviously, we do have some big state tournament action coming up football-wise. Just taking a look at the 8-player championship, and we've got 4 teams involved in that. You've got, 3. You've got Monticello hosting Monument Valley. You guys will be on that game. That's a 6:00 kickoff. Everything is this Friday night, so it's still technically Friday Night Lights this week, and this is going to be our last live streaming on StreamUtah.live. After that, we lose the rights, and that'll be on video. I kind of came up with a solution. I was thinking, I think that our live stream on RedRock92.com is pausable. I think you can pause that. So that's mm-hmm. audio. That's our local audio. And when we lose the rights and no longer have the video, if folks want to hear the live audio, they can start that stream and then pause it until it matches up with the, what is it? What's the streaming site that does the semifinals and finals for football?
StreamHive.
So you could stream the video on StreamHive.live, mute that, and pause the Red Rock 92 audio stream until it matches up with the video, and then there you'll have the live audio, because I know it's going to be Art Adair and myself following Sam Juan through their what they suppose is going to be a championship run. But that's just kind of what I was thinking. If folks really want to spend the time, I would do that, but I don't know, because it gets kind of weird, and it's kind of sad, I think, for us in those last two games of the year when we lose the video rights, and so then now you're watching video with some broadcasters who don't really know our guys from down here and who haven't followed them all year. So, I mean, obviously people have heard of a lot of San Juan players, specifically, you know, the big guys, but yeah, it's different, I think, when you've been following all year. But all right. That to say, I guess, you know, we've got lots of games coming up this weekend and in the coming weekends. Hopefully Monticello, number 2 in the 8-player championship, hosting number 7 Monument Valley this weekend. And those two teams haven't met on the varsity field. The junior varsity of Monticello played them, but the varsity teams haven't met this year. So that'll be a new matchup for those teams this year. And that'll be you guys at 6 o'clock. That'll be at streamutah.live. Then the other matchup in the 8-man championship bracket is number 5, Whitehorse, traveling to take on Water Canyon. That'll be a tough matchup for Whitehorse. Water Canyon beat them pretty handily a few weeks ago, so they'll have their hands full looking for an upset there. And then in the 2A bracket, of course, we've been talking about it all year, a state-leading 34-game winning streak for the San Juan Broncos. And Judge Memorial, speaking of Grand County, Judge Memorial sneaking out of their home field with a win over Grand County last week, 27-19. So Judge Memorial, finally a Wasatch Front team, has to travel down here to San Juan County. They have to, because San Juan has the higher seed. And so, I don't know, we'll see if they come. I know if they come, it'll be grumbling the entire way. But yeah. But so that'll be San Juan taking on Judge Memorial in a rematch. That was a game that, you know, Judge scored the first touchdown in that game, and the Broncos proceeded to score the remaining 67 points of the game. And so it was a blowout when they met a few weeks ago, and San Juan will rematch them on their field. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff. So we're going to be on the air, Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live, starting at 4:30 for that one. So that's a little bit of an early kickoff for that one, which is nice. It's nice to have a little sunlight and watch the sun go down. While the playoff atmosphere is always fun. State tournament time, the sun's going down early, so games are typically earlier in the afternoon. I always love the feeling of those Saturday afternoon playoff games, and so we'll get that starting after this. But yeah, it's a fun time of year, state playoff for sure. And then volleyball as well. We've got lots of teams involved. I tried to print out the brackets, and it spanned 3 pages. So it's kind of crazy. But I know in the 2A bracket, well, let's start in the 1A bracket. And we've got just going down the list, right down the bracket here, just reporting our local teams. Green River is number 13. They're taking on Wendover, and this is all going to be at Utah Valley University. So it's going to be crowded over there with all these teams. A lot of volleyball action if that's where you want to be. And so Green River, number 13, a tough matchup with number 4, Wendover. Then, let's see, I have to go to page 2 here. It'll be Monticello, number 6, taking on number 11, Wayne. I don't know where Monument Valley ended up here.
They got beaten in their play-in game.
Okay,
no, Whitehorse got beaten their play-in game. Monument Valley.
There they are.
Is the 5 seed? Taking
they're number 5 against number 12 Tentic. And so I guess if we want to do times, we're talking early morning games. 9 a.m. on Friday for Monument Valley. Green River also 9 a.m. Monticello gets a little bit of a. They could sleep in. They've got the 10:30 game on Friday. So those games all starting on Friday. That's in the 1A bracket. In the 2A bracket, we have San Juan. Let me see if I can find them. And they're taking on, this is kind of an even matchup, number 9 San Juan against number 8 Roland Hall. That'll be, these guys get to really sleep in. That'll be a 4 p.m. start in that game. And so then they'll have a turnaround. You know, if you win that game, it's going to be a tough matchup, most likely against number 1 Parowan at 7 p.m. that night. So that's a tough bracket right there for San Juan. So we'll see if they can battle. And unfortunately for the Lady Broncos, they lost a big player in J.C. Sui, who went down with an injury in their most recent game. That's a really big blow for San Juan, but we'll see if they can overcome in the state tournament. So they're going to miss J.C. for sure. But we know they'll fight and they'll battle over there. Grand County did lose their first round game against Beaver this past weekend or last week. So they are unfortunately out of the tournament. So just one 2A team remaining to represent our Red Rock 92 listening area. So that's a lot of words. I hope that's clear. I don't know if you guys can keep up with that, but we'll be following all that this weekend. Plus, Colorado teams are winding down their regular seasons, and they're getting ready for state tournaments. So a lot of stuff going on in our area. We do have one game going on tonight, Norwood at Nucla in a volleyball game. That's a local battle, and that was scheduled for last night originally, but I saw that it had been changed apparently. So sometimes you just don't know. We did have Dolores versus Ignacio last night, but I'm not seeing a score on that yet, so I'm not sure. Sometimes those games don't get played, and then you'll see them pop up a couple days later on the schedule. Oh, they didn't play that game. So yeah.
Oh, well, good deal. Well, you're a busy man, Rhett Sifford, and appreciate you taking the time this morning to come in and chat with us about these high school sports results.
Absolutely. It's about to really crank up for us, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. Well, a good deal. We'll take a look at the regional sports report. And, man, headed to the World Series, the Arizona Diamondbacks get the win in Game 7 in Philadelphia.
That's
great.
So cool.
Great game yesterday, yeah.
That's amazing. It reminds me, I'm a Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals fan. I went to high school there, so we've been to many Cardinals games. It reminds me of the 2011 Cardinals, which had to come back the whole last half of the season to barely make the playoffs, just like the Diamondbacks. They were the wild card team, and then they beat two better teams to get to the World Series, and then they were down to their last strike twice against, guess who, the Texas Rangers. And they came back. David Fries hit the famous home run in Game 6 to take them to Game 7, and then they beat the Rangers. So this year it's the Diamondbacks versus the Rangers. The Diamondbacks remind me so much of those Cardinals. So we'll see. The Texas Rangers looking for their first ever championship. I didn't know that. So the Cardinals ruined that in 2011, and now the Diamondbacks going to try to ruin it this year. That's kind of cool. But
very good.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're really excited for the Diamondbacks.
It's fun. You know, we cover the professional teams, and the Nuggets came home with the NBA championship, and here we have a local team in the World Series.
And the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup a couple years ago.
Yeah,
so they're a local team, too. Yeah. We've got some decent. I mean, when we say local, we're talking 7 and 5 hours away. You know,
regional. We're talking the teams that show up on your TV.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Speaking of teams on the TV last night, the Denver Nuggets back in action. Game one of the NBA. They got their rings from that championship they won. Then beat the Lakers 119-107. Nikola Jokic with 29 points. And then Phoenix also in action last night in Golden State taking on the Warriors. They got the 4-point win, 108-104. Devin Booker with 32 points. Utah Jazz also tip it off tonight. They're hosting Sacramento, tip off at 7. So, yeah, it's that time of year, October sports in full gear. And definitely the favorite team for me right now is watching those Arizona Diamondbacks again, that sixth seed now in the World Series, and that starts up Friday in Texas. Well, once again, it's the regional. That'll conclude it for the sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.